T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
Okay, we're gonna get to a lot, including Justin Timberlake's apology, which read between the lines on what Jessica Biel said to him. Whew! But let's start first with a video that's online at Y98.com. You're going to see everything Alanis between now and her summer date here at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, celebrating the 25th anniversary of her album Jagged Little Pill. She was just on Jimmy Fallon. They dressed up in disguise and were busking, singing Christmas songs on the New York City subway.
Shall I play for you, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum, me and my drum.
Thank you very much, everybody. My name is Jimmy Fallon. This is Alanis Morissette right here.
That's so cool.
Yeah. She still sounds exactly the same.
That's
She's
great.
Touring at just the right time. Thing 25 years from your top album. Too much longer and you might not be able to... Might not be able to do that. Justin Timberlake, OMG. Saw this comment last night that he posted online, and it's funny because somebody wrote, "Oh, Justin," shaking my head. So he said, "I stay away from gossip as much as I can, but for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people I love." And then he goes right to the story we talked about a couple weeks ago. He was spotted in New Orleans with his co-star on his new film, Palmer, which he's shooting in New Orleans. He was holding her hand. He kissed her on the cheek, right? And it just seemed all too affectionate.
It really did. I mean, it did not. It was not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
"A few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment. But let me be clear. Nothing happened between me and my co-star. I drank way too much that night, and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. I apologize to my amazing wife." Oh, yeah, you do. "And family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation, and I am focused on being the best husband and father I can be. This was not that."
Ugh.
Jessica Biel gave him the...
spiel?
Yeah.
She gave him the Biel spiel, and...
and this is what came of it.
Yeah, not a good move. I don't know. Hopefully they move on. Hopefully everything he says in there is true, and everything works out and no more Biel spiels.
But if he does that in public, my old question is, what's he doing in private when he's out on tour? Now I don't trust him.
Mm.
Once the trust is gone, you know.
Getting her naked by the end of the song.
That's true.
That's his move.
Jason Derulo. Not naked, but... posted a picture on Instagram that Kevin couldn't even put up because he kind of curses in the caption. He reposted this picture that Instagram took down. It says, "This post goes against our community guidelines because of nudity or sexual activity." Sorry, this is sort of questionable content.
Questionable content. Overtime.
So they took the picture down, and then he reposted the picture right next to what Instagram sent him. Like, exclamation mark, "This goes against our community guidelines." And he's like, "What the heck? I had clothes on." Tim, you be the judge. You don't have to say anything. Just, we'll go based on your based on your sound effects here. Ready?
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, you can't post that. I mean, you can't. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised Jason ever even wears anything but that.
Holy cow.
He's wearing very tight underwear.
Yes. Very tight underwear, and he basically wrote in the caption, can't help it.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know.
Needs its own Instagram.
Right. That's very good.
The underwear, you mean, right?
Right.
Okay. The American Film Institute released its annual list of the best movies and TV shows of the year. In alphabetical order, 1917, The Farewell, The Irishman, okay, Scorsese and Netflix score on the list, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Knives Out, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Richard Jewell.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah. I was at the Olympics during all that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about the pole vault? Is that right?
I honestly didn't know what you meant at first.
But I think Avengers Endgame should be on that list, too. That's a very well-done film.
Well, it's not. Top shows, Chernobyl.
I've watched, like, I think three of the top shows on this, not that one.
The Crown. I watched that one. Mm-hmm. You watched the next one.
You watched
one.
The Crown? I didn't know that.
Fossey Verdon.
Yeah, so
Courtney watched
good.
That one. Uh-huh. Game of Thrones. Kevin and Tim.
Yeah.
Hose. Mm-mm. The other Ryan Murphy. Succession. Unbelievable. Veep.
Unbelievable. So good.
Which one is that?
That's the one with about the woman that's the girl that's raped.
Oh yeah. On Netflix. Oh, yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Veep. Watchmen and When They See Us, and they gave honorable mention to Fleabag, which is so good. Yay. And but be careful because it's a lot like Jason Derulo's picture. And then South Korean thriller Parasite. So there you have it. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, online at y98.com, and Lance Hildebrand.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
Okay, let's talk with some music news in Entertainment Schmig. Jay-Z, during the birthday game yesterday, we learned that he turned 50. And he celebrated by putting his entire music catalog back on Spotify.
Wow.
Yes. Remember, he yanked it all.
Yeah. So is he giving up on Tidal?
Tidal.
Yeah. Well, so here's the deal. He bought Tidal, the music service that no one is a part of, for $56 million in 2014. It still has not taken it off. So he yanked his music off Apple and Spotify 2 years ago. He quickly put it back on Apple, but did not budge on Spotify. Finally did. Thank goodness.
Wow. What's the first Jay-Z song you guys are going to listen to now that it's back?
His Unplugged album, his MTV Unplugged album.
Big pimpin' for me.
It's solid. Yep. Masked Singer last night. Big unmasking. I mean, they've had some heavy hitter singers so far. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child was the butterfly. She's out.
Man, who could be left that would beat that voice?
Yeah.
Who else do we lose this season? Patti LaBelle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or did I just
Patti LaBelle?
Okay,
no,
I thought
Patti
it was LaBelle. Gladys Knight was last season,
yep.
And I was like, if Gladys Knight can't win this thing, who's going? Oh, T-Pain. All right.
I don't know. Dr. Drew was pretty impressive.
Jeez. And Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison all going out next year on tour. If you want to get into the hair bands,
they've added somebody too, which
Joan
is good.
Jett is coming along.
Sign me up.
I'm with you.
Sign me up.
What a bill.
Yep. I know. Yeah.
And didn't that retirement happen like not even two years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that sounds right.
For Motley Crue?
Yes.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, I thought Mick Mars was like about to die.
Yeah, and
I thought that was part of the reason.
He's not in great shape.
Hmm.
He's 124 years old.
So all these
he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, right.
Still rocks. Yeah. He shreds.
And Alanis Morissette, you know, we just announced the 25th anniversary of her Jagged Little Pill tour. We talked about it in the 640 Schmig, which you can listen to in podcast form. She and Jimmy Fallon disguised themselves and bust on the New York City subway.
Didn't he do that with Miley Cyrus, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still a good bit.
But you know what? As soon as Miley Cyrus opened your mouth, you knew it was Miley Cyrus. By the time they finished, there was a whole crowd videotaping them because she has such a distinct voice. But Alanis hit it well. And Taylor Swift, not only is she promising her new Netflix documentary will be raw and emotionally revealing, but she tweeted, when in doubt, ask the Itty Bitty Pretty Kitty Committee. She apparently has a new Christmas song dropping tonight. And I think she used the hashtag Christmas Tree Farm. So I don't know if that's the name of the song. But it's got to be better than her version of Santa Baby that she recorded when she was really young.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, looking at those numbers with those people, if you make a great Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
absolutely.
It's your career. That's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I was at the Christmas tree farm known as the Kirkwood Farmers Market. And they were playing Justin Bieber's Mistletoe. That is a sweet jam. Especially when he sings Shoddy with you. Shoddy with you. Biggest stars of 2019. There's a list according to IMDb. And it's based on page clicks for actors and actresses. So it's all people who had big projects this year. And I think people you don't really know that well. You know? You're like, who is this? I want to do a little bit deeper dig. I did that on Tessa Thompson last week.
Oh, yeah.
She's been in a bunch of stuff, but she was the voice of Lady in Lady and the Tramp.
And she's also Valkyrie from the Thor Ragnarok and the Marvel movies, yeah.
She was in a lot of stuff, like, in the last year
and
or two.
And Men in Black 3.
And Creed.
Yeah, she's not on the list, though. But
I'm glad we just gave her a resume.
She should be.
Billy,
she was in Our Town in 96.
Yeah, right.
High school.
Eighth grade production. Yeah. Guys and Dolls and sophomore year.
Billy from Stranger Things. Oh, Dacre Montgomery, who's Australian, by the way. He makes the list at number 5. Naomi Scott, who played Jasmine in the new Aladdin movie and also starred in the new Charlie's Angels flop. Game of Thrones, Daenerys, and in the new movie Last Christmas, Emilia Clarke comes in 3rd. Erin Moriarty, she's on the new Amazon show The Boys, which debuted over the summer. And Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, number 1 on the list.
Wow.
I know. She wasn't even on the list when she won an Oscar. But Captain Marvel and people
those
are
those superhero
all
things.
Over it.
I like her though. She's very sassy.
So Adam Sandler is getting Oscar buzz for his new film Uncut Gems. We talked about how he got his first accolade of the year for this movie. He's joking around. He said that the Oscar buzz is even shocking for him. But in a new interview, he said that it would be a funny thing if he scores a nomination and he'd be there to win if he does. He said, but if I don't get it, I'm going to bleep and come back and do a movie so bad on purpose just to make you all pay. That's how I get them. Limited release next Friday and then Uncut Gems nationwide on Christmas Day. That's Entertainment Schmig. Tons more online at Y98.com, including the Schmig in podcast form where you can hear the 640 Schmig. We not only talked about the busking on the subway, but we also talked about Justin Timberlake's big apology. He knows he screwed up and badly. And you can tell Jessica Biel's like, they're making
I kinda used to be it, so will you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it, so will you love.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Celebrity birthdays in a minute, but on this day, Beverly Hills Cop came out 35 years ago. They're working on... No, that's Coming to America. Are they working on
they
the
are.
Beverly
they
Hills
are.
Cop?
Yeah.
Okay,
they are.
I'm not crazy.
And I think Eddie Murphy's on Ellen today, maybe?
Okay.
And is he on the Today Show, too?
Mm.
I saw something about
yeah.
him.
He's rebooting all his stuff. Gwyneth Paltrow married Chris Martin 16 years ago.
Oh.
John Lennon gave his last interview to Rolling Stone 39 years ago today, and then 3 days later, he was shot and killed. Mm. Interesting story about that. The Rolling Stone editors wanted a different picture on the front cover, but John had seen all the pictures they had taken, you know, the one of him wrapped around Yoko, and he said he wanted that to be on the cover. And the writer of the article, or maybe it was Annie Leibovitz, she was the one who took the picture. She was like, it was his last request of me, and I had to grant it.
That pic, the John and Yoko naked picture, came out after he died?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
They took the pictures. They did the interview. He died 3 days later, oh. And then that was the cover that came out. Crazy. Mm. And did I say 11 years ago, O.J. Simpson sentenced to 33 years in prison? Mm. Well, now I did.
And repeal day today, December 5th, 1933.
Huh. Okay.
Prohibition repeal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I was like, I didn't know what that means.
Means you can drink legally again in the U.S. as of 1933 on this date. There you go.
Say Ron Popeil Day?
Just said it and forget it.
And they're celebrating repeal day at Small Batch on Locust.
Oh, okay.
Lots of good things happening.
You are going to win at trivia night when they ask you, dead or alive, Little Richard, because he's alive.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Good golly,
Tutti Frutti, Long Tall Sally, Good Golly Miss Molly.
Saw him at a stop sign in Nashville one day driving a car.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
89.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to go 90.
I'll go even higher. 92.
88.
Lance was closest to 87.
Okay.
Oh. How about Malcolm in the Middle star? No, not Bryan Cranston. Dancing with the Stars finalist and the host of Dancing with the Stars Junior, Frankie Muniz. He's also a race car driver. He, like, made some good Malcolm money. But how old is he?
37.
33.
35.
38?
He is 34.
Oh, wow. I was right there.
You guys were right in between it. And
Kevin, will you do your best Little Richard while we wait for
the you were going to have him do his best Frankie.
Yes.
I'm Malcolm in the middle.
Look at me. I'm in the middle. Give me a Wop Bobaluma.
A Wop.
That's really bad.
Wow. That was... Whose fault is that?
It's not Dan's fault.
You can do it.
A Wop Bobaluma. No, I can't do it.
Okay.
No, can't do it. A Wop Bobaluma.
It's better.
Nope.
It was Walt Disney's birthday. He would have been 118. Right. He, by the way, with Missouri ties.
Marceline, Missouri. That's where he was born.
Mm-hmm.
That actually sounded like Frankie Muniz doing Babaluma.
I was going for that, so thanks.
But how old is
Sarah Berghoff? 45.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
And one of my best friends, Chris Kuhn, has a birthday today, too.
I'm about to
happy birthday, Chris.
But not as much of a happy birthday as we are wishing to Sarah.
We know her.
Okay. Johnny Resnick, lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls, headlining our Deck the Hall Ball on Sunday night. And we're giving tickets away to their show next hour. How old is John?
Well, we got to be careful because he's coming to town and we got to see him. So 35.
50?
53?
51.
Kevin was closest, 54.
Oh.
Looks great, doesn't he? Can't wait to see him. Can't wait to see him.
Happy birthday to Johnny. Happy birthday to Sarah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.